This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. For All Things Considered, I'm Ricky Bevington. Here's a question for longtime Georgia residents. What are your memories of the building of Lake Lanier? That is the subject of a new oral history project starting today at the Forsyth County Public Library System. Today, nearly 12 million recreation seekers flock to Lake Lanier north of Atlanta every year for boating, fishing, swimming, camping. But up until the 1950s, the lake's more than 50 square miles were farms, cemeteries, churches, homes, and forests. Flooded 64 years ago by the federal government to create a man-made reservoir and dam. Leading the Oral History Project is Joan Dudzinski, Information Services Supervisor of the Forsyth County Public Library Cumming Branch. Why did you decide to invite people to tell their stories about Lake Lanier?
We wanted to choose something local, where it's a community oral history project, and we thought one of the most central items in the area would be Lake Lanier, and there's a lot of history to it as it was formed in the 1950s. We're ideally hoping to get some people that were here while it was being made and can speak to that.
When people come into the library and they want to tell a story, how does that work?
They can either drop in or call any of our branches and set up a time. The interview itself is very short, maybe 10 minutes or so, all depends on how much they have to tell us, really. And we just set a range of time for them to come in. There's a little bit of paperwork. We have to get permission to record them and turn over the rights to be able to publish the interviews on our website. But once the formality of the paperwork is done, we just sit there and have a casual conversation and interview similar to this, and let them tell us what they know.
And what specifically are you going to be asking them?
We're going to start out broad, just, what is your connection to the lake? When were you first aware of it? Asking them if they have history in the area, specifically if they were here when it was being built. And if not, we'll ask them what special memories they have. We call this Forsyth Remembers, and this is Lake Lanier Memories for this year. So if they maybe got married on the lake, were part of a fishing tournament, or any other big event that they participated around the lake. We had the part of the Olympics here back in 1996.
So it doesn't just have to be people who remember the building of the lake. It can be any memories of Lake Lanier.
Right. We wanted to open it up, one, to all ages so that anyone could participate. As the program last year was a certain age group that would remember the moon landing. But this year with the lake, ideally, we want to hear the stories about the lake while the people are still around to share those stories and can let other people understand how the area was impacted by it. But if someone else has memories of the lake they wish to share, we want to be able to collect those as well.
I understand that there were some homes that were displaced, some families that had to move, a highway was submerged, some churches, and at least one cemetery. What do you hope to learn about that through this project?
Yes, there were quite a few things that were buried, a few things were moved ahead of time, but we just want to know if it was a family or farm that had to move, what was the process in which they were offered compensation for it, where did they move, how were their neighbors and friends impacted by it. A lot of cemeteries, like you said, were moved. Were they able to move? A lot of these were small family cemeteries, so they were able to move them, but others were not. So you just want to see what the impact was and how the people felt at the time and how they feel now, now that the lake has become so popular, both for recreation as well as you said, it's utilitarian purposes.
Wonderful. Well, Joan Dudzinski, thank you so much for joining me.
All right. Well, thank you.
Joan Dudzinski is Information Services Supervisor of the Forsyth County Public Library Cumming Branch. Starting today, people are invited to contact the library to share their memories of Lake Lanier.